How many Old Testament references concerning the resurrection can you remember? Bible critics and liberals try to argue that the Old Testament knew nothing about a resurrection from the dead, and so also try to use that to maintain that the account of Jesus' resurrection is just a myth. Well, you can probably find more, but I found 49 Old Testament references to Jesus' resurrection and ours through Him. Consider Psalm 16. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope, for You will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will You allow Your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. At Your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Here is forgiveness of sins, peace with God, hope that lives, yes, fullness of joy in His presence. Hosea 13, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I am your plagues. O grave, I will be your destruction. You know, we think of Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53 and laying out such an amazingly detailed prophecy of Jesus' crucifixion. Did you remember that both also end with Jesus' resurrection, victory? After His death, Psalm 42 foretells Jesus saying, I will declare Your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise You. In Isaiah 53, when You, Lord, make His soul an offering for sin, He will see His seed. He will prolong His days. The pleasure of the Lord will prosper in His hand. The sign of the prophet Jonah was held up by Jesus before the world as the evidence of His resurrection, even identifying the third day and the day in which He would provide the infallible proof of His victory for us. Oh, what a King we have. Psalm 45, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Your kingdom. Yeah, imagine a king who always does what's right. Psalm 72, He will judge His people with righteousness. It's the Lamb who would be slain for us, who is also the victorious Lion receiving from the Ancient of Days an eternal kingdom. All of the prophecies about His eternal kingdom rest on His resurrection victory, so He is the one who dies no more. Isaiah 25, He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away all tears from faces. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Isaiah 9, The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over His kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Scripture also foretells that He is our eternal priest. Psalm 110. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. As such, Zechariah 13, he would open the fountain providing the washing for all sin and uncleanness. By his substitution, he will be, Jeremiah 23, the Lord our righteousness. And so Isaiah 53, my righteous servant shall justify many. And we cannot pass by Jeremiah 31. He will make for us a covenant. I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Yes, Psalm 118, he is the chief cornerstone. Though rejected by the builders, he is open for you and me. The gates of righteousness. By the power of his resurrection, he is also our eternal prophet, Daniel 9, sealing up vision and prophecy so that we might have all his saving truth abiding with us forever. This then is no myth. Jesus said it, Luke 24, all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets. Isaiah 28, whoever believes will never be put to shame. Because he is, by the power of his resurrection, our eternal prophet, priest, and king. Psalm 116, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Numbers 23, let me die the death of the righteous. Let my end be like his. Like Enoch, then, let us walk with God until he gathers us. Genesis 25, with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the blessed, to be with his people. Time then does not fail for us to also sing with Job, oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. That they were engraved on rock with an iron pen and lead forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see him, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes behold him, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 200, stanzas 1, 5, and 8. Stanzas 1, 5, and 8. Please arise for the eighth stanza.